How do you think your life would have been different if you hadn't had diabetes?
Diabetes is kind of central to who I am because I don't remember not being diabetic. To talk about not being diabetic would be to say to somebody, how do you think it would be if you weren't white or if you were black or if you were a man or a woman? And, you know, it's part of who I am.
What keeps you going?
Well, I think, you know, I do, as I said, as I've been trying to sort of say, I do have a political understanding of my position, and I think that's very helpful for anybody who has any kind of impairment. I don't blame myself for my impairment. I blame society for the barriers that I have to overcome because people don't treat you equally. But on the other hand, you know, this is my life, and you know, it's a lot easier than some people's lives, and, you know, what keeps anyone going.
Can you spell out a bit more what you mean by a political understanding?
Well, I suppose I mean that, you know, we all use words like disability and impairment, but historically they have a very different meaning in different times and in different societies. Our understanding of disability from ancient Greeks right through to the Middle Ages was very much from a religious concept, and that disability was something that happened to you if you were evil, if you were the spawn of the devil or something. And then from the Industrial Revolution times, it was very much a medical understanding where the body was the focus of attention, because there were huge changes in medical understandings of disability. For various reasons, disabled people became separate from non-disabled people. People with epilepsy were put in special homes. People, you know, cripples, etc., etc. We became very separate from non-disabled people. And it was really only in the 1960s that disabled people started arguing that we should be changing society rather than changing disabled people and concentrating on some kind of quick fix cure. You know, if you look at the history of the human race, people have altered and changed their environments to suit themselves, you know, since time began. You know, we don't walk through rivers, we build bridges, etc. We can't see in the dark, we put streetlights up. But when it comes to disabled people, we're constantly trying to change them to fit into society. And a social and political understanding of disability would mean that instead of trying to change the people all the time, we would be trying to change the society so that they didn't have to feel different and that they were accepted as for who they are rather than for what they can't do. So for myself as a woman with visual impairment, it's about making sure that everything is in an accessible format for me, that hospitals, the local eye hospital, I stopped going to it because it was so badly signed, you got lost every time you went there. You know, they could have done a lot of things for people with visual impairment to make it easier to move around the hospital. This isn't my fault because I've got a visual impairment. It's the hospital's fault for not addressing their access policies.